Kayla, that's turned around. Do you still, my conviction is very strong, we cannot let our policy go to Cuba. I think, you know, there are arguments to be effect on the children, very naive and all that sort of thing. They're all fragmentary, are the problems in Cuba are enormous, they are still, of course, at our revolution. So we throw in the towel of Cubans, and the effect on the rest of Latin America could be massive, encouraging that, encouraging communist Marxists. Identity or call it what you will type revolutions. Now, I have made the question already, but I want to know what your honest opinion is to from the intelligence and everything else. I think we should hold course on Cuba for a time. We start being nice to Castro.
Sir, I thought you'd ask about a year ago on this question, and I gave you the answer then that I was opposed to the idea of relenting on Cuba. I'm just as opposed today, in fact, even more so. I think what's happened to the children makes it even more advisable to keep a tough line on Cuba. I think if you give the impression that we're now soft on Cuba and can live with any of these things, I think that, what I'm afraid is a wave in Latin America anyway is going to crash on the beach a lot faster. And it's a lot easier for this country to handle Cuba the way we handle her now than to start these little pacifying moves, you know, right, which are really cosmetic and which just make it difficult to face the problem.
No, I don't want any of those, don't let any of those pacifying things get in here. Now, well, they get in, but we're really sure that they're tricky, because I put no, and a hell of a lot of sheets come through this office on that much.
I'm sure you have
to do this or that or the other thing, but the damn Cubans, now